Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what you had in mind, but here we go.
Wrestling Authority Radio with your host, Chaotic Katie, the voice, Paul Eubanks, the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, and Sadistic Sean David. Lock and load, wrestling fans. It's time for War.
I don't know what that was.
Me neither.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sadistic Sean David. I'd like to welcome you all into the ER here tonight for Wrestling Authority Radio. I am joined by my co-host,
the Dean of Wrestling Referee, Steve Kane.
And the reason why the show can never, ever be a bag of dicks, Chaotic Katie. Hello, boys.
Hello, hold on.
Yeah.
The dream has no memory of that.
What the fuck was that?
Ow, it's nowhere near Halloween, so maybe there's some extra ghosts left over from, I don't know. Not me, Mother Trucker. It's not me. I'm not the one.
All right. Let's see. Tell me when I'm too... Oh. Why
you
does
wrong?
This keep up? Nothing. There we go.
You sound good. Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You sound good. Shut up. I like that. That was good, Katie.
You sound good. Shut up.
I'm oxymoronic. You know that. Come on, now. All right.
Wait,
go ahead.
You're a moron and you're taking oxy? Oh, boy. That's not a good combination.
Oh, no. I don't take painkillers. I smoke weed and do yoga.
You know what that is?
I don't even take painkillers.
You know what that is?
Well, that's just
I don't know.
Fucking great. Oh, great. You know what that
is? Oh, God.
You know what that is?
Great.
That's just fucking great.
The dream has no memory of that. The dream has no memory of that.
The dream has no memory of that. Oh, God. You know, Velveteen here or something? What the hell's going on? Seriously.
No. But we are going to have some. We are going to have some fun tonight. There is no scheduled guest. Crime Fighter may or may not call in to weigh in on these topics, and we invite you to too. At you to do the same as well at 213-943-3719. That is the phone number to call in and talk to us. And we'd love to hear from you. We always love to hear from our fans. We love to hear from our haters, too. You know what happens when our haters call, don't you?
Yeah. We tease them.
Well, we kind of do two things.
We whip them. I don't have anything called up, so you have to give it a second. There we go. I love that whip. Yeah, I know. It's good. It's a good one.
You're just a kinky little girl, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mama.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'm a redhead. Come on now.
All right, so we're going to get right into it with our breaking news that we broke to you last night. We're going to break it again. Becky Lynch is not going to be on Survivor Series.
Crap.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed off about it.
Thank you, Nia Jax.
Hey, are we really going to go into that?
hey, we are.
Hey, you know what? Because, hey, she had the audacity to sit there and post a picture of her hand and go, well, geez, what
about
my
hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
I mean,
what you also read with it, if you read the whole thing that you sent me, because I did, because I love Nia, it said, we deliver punches, not letters.
I know, but still, whether in character or not, it was totally insensitive. Her Twitter is listed as Lena Fanene, which is, of course, her real name.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Okay, if it was just listed as Nia Jax, we could excuse it as being in character.
Yeah, but you can show it's OOC, period, of character, OOC. It's not IC, it's OOC.
Well, and the mess up. I can't
fix
it.
She gets slammed on Twitter. Seriously.
Oh, yes, she did.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I will. I'll go ahead. I'll pop my Twitter back open because I was following on that myself here. All right, John. I'm going to mute you for a second. Adjust your mic. And take a drink.
Take a drink. Come on, old man.
Be careful. Okay. Now.
Okay. What do you have to say?
All right, chill out.
I'm back.
Good.
She posts, hey, we don't deliver mail. Things happen. Is anyone going to ask me about how my fists feel? And her hand is a bit bruised up in that. And, we're talking, this is the... kind of stuff. We're talking comments like, go back to NXT.
Yep.
Then
there's a list of everybody she's, well, you gave a list of everybody she's injured, but you know what? When you sign on the dotted line, you sign your body over to Vince McMahon. Period. The end. And getting your face smashed in and broken is part of that deal.
No. No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Okay. Should I get the injury?
Katie,
an injury?
Think about what Bob Cook has said on these airwaves, time after time after time.
I understand that you don't need to be injuring yourself. And back in the day, the boys didn't really do that. this is a different time, and I've been noticing it myself.
Still,
I swear to God, some of the injuries are given.
Yeah.
Well, you can let me finish. Some of the injuries do look blatant. Sometimes they do look like they're trying to take each other out, just like hockey players do, just like soccer players do, okay? And I think it's rather disgusting, you know, but nobody said anything to Charlotte Flair when she was figure-eighting Sasha over a barricade, knowing that her back was entirely fucked. Done, pretty much. That could have ended her career. You know, like, nobody said anything about that. Nobody bitched about that. There's nothing going on. Why? Because Charlotte Flair did it. That's why. Sorry.
Well, no, I'm not gonna take that as an excuse. Now, the thing is, these people are getting careless and reckless. The first thing,
in some ways,
one of the first thing that I ever was taught in doing a pull apart brawl situation is if you feel somebody close behind you, you go with an open hand and push towards the shoulder. You don't go turning around with a cocked fist.
I know,
even
but
a work
everybody's
fist.
Acting. Okay, I've done a lot of reading up today, so yeah, a lot of verbal crap's gonna fly out of my mouth. So get ready. But what about Ahmed Johnson breaking Farouk, Mr. Ron Simmons, ribs and puncturing his lung at WrestleMania 13? What about that? That's still thinking. People still think that was blatant because of all the problems he had in the back area.
Well, now remember the stuff I sent you though. The things that he had a problem
indeed.
Was number one with Goldust, and I am not going to excuse Dustin even though he's
a
friend in that.
He had problems with everybody though.
Because Tony did not want a direct actual kiss. They had practiced it where Dustin was going to put his hand over his mouth and kiss his own hand. And then when they did it for real for the pay-per-view, he didn't put his hand over.
I remember, but you know what? That's Dustin.
He went and got at it. Then the fight with The Rock was because The Rock basically disrespected his own father in the locker room.
Okay.
Now, those are the only
story
two
told.
Actual...
So, yeah, story told, his father was a real piece of work to begin with. No, wasn't he?
Well, but he actually... Dwayne actually used a racial slur to describe his father.
Which is really fucked up because he's a race too, you know?
Let's not get rolling into two topics at once here. Let me speak this on Nia Jax.
Same topic.
Nia Jax, I believe, is getting a lot more heat than what is deserved. Accidents do happen.
Exactly.
In Germania is happening in 2019. We've got Alexa Bliss out with a concussion. We don't know she'll be back. we've got Nia Jax out with a concussion. We don't know when she'll be back.
You mean
and
Becky
if
Lynch? Nia's out? Since when did that happen? I didn't hear about that.
Or not Nia, Becky Lynch.
Okay, Becky, thank you.
You've got other members of the roster out with problems.
Yeah.
You know, it's just happening all over the place. So we're going to go to Crime Fighter and find out what he thinks about all this.
Do you think they're taking each other out one by one?
Should keep in mind one single word when it regards to professional wrestling.
Alrighty.
Verisimilitude. Appearance of being true or real. If you're going to get jumped by a gang of people, someone's going to get hurt.
Exactly.
Someone's
going to get hurt.
Punch being punched by somebody in self-defense is very believable. In fact, there's many comments online that I've read that Becky getting bloody made the whole segment a lot better than it otherwise would have been. And
it was beautiful. I'm sorry.
Made it,
it was
not another brand-on-brand attack.
Well,
right.
That's, I mean, did you see Becky? Becky looked like me when I got in the mosh pit and had a fight, okay? That's what she did. Look on her face was, yeah, it was fucking bloody beautiful. All right? She had the perfect Irish laugh look on her face. She didn't give a shit. Okay? She didn't care. Maybe when she got back, she was in some serious pain after the adrenaline wore off. But she was basically, the look on her face was punk rock. Okay? That was the look on her face to me.
Well, let me remind you, Ahmed Johnson injured Ron Simmons. Ron Simmons injured Ahmed Johnson, hitting him in the kidney, and he had to get emergency surgery. Otherwise, he would have died.
Okay.
Yes, that is true.
Indeedy-deedy.
So,
do you remember
if you
that?
Want to call it, I don't know. Yes, I remember that. I don't know if you want to call that tit for tat or what.
Well,
it's called a receipt. It is.
Sounds like karma to me.
It sounds like karma to me. So we're going to get into the next thing now. That Steve Kane and I have found, and that is about a certain independent star by the name of Jimmy Rave.
Who?
Jimmy Rave.
That was last name.
Yeah, I've heard of him. Where's he from?
Steve, take it away.
Take it away, Steve.
Well, okay, here's okay. So the thing is, actually, Sean is the one who found this, and posted the information. He's been, and this is one of the things that's really sad and frightening about this situation the whole time. Now, his real name is James Guffey. He has worked for both Ring of Honor and TNA. He's also done CCW, Full Impact Pro. He was with Wildside, our friend Bill Behrens. Dragon Gate. He's been with New Japan. Even did a job spot on Sunday Night Heat back in 2005.
Nice.
Well,
very nice.
Okay. Well, he has apparently been sending out PMs to wrestlers and fans.
Okay.
Some of which he's claimed it was in an auto accident. Others he's claimed it was a ring injury and he's going to need surgery. And so he's trying to raise money. And
buy
if you
merch.
Will, exactly. If you buy these shirts or send me a donation to help me out, it would really be appreciated. And apparently, not only is he not injured, not been in a car accident, but he has also taken the money and has not delivered any of the goods.
Yep. He even hit me up. I forgot about this until now, but he hit me up and was like, "Hey, brother, can you help?" I'm like, "Do I know you? Like, are you somebody that's worked for me that I would support?" "Well, no." "Okay, then you're not getting my help. That's the way this is."
Yeah.
Emailing random
people
or what?
He's
adding wrestlers and fans and messaging them for money and trying to get them to buy merch and never sends the merch.
Yeah, all claiming that it's going to be used to pay for surgery, or, you know, car repair or something. It's apparently it's a different story for every message.
Yes.
Oh.
Now.
Wow, eh?
Frick
mouth.
Yes. Then we have problem number two, as long as this still post is still up, and it is.
Yeah. Here's the thing. He's admitted in the past to being a drug addict. He went into rehab.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. And he also claims that he was molested as a child, and his mother drank herself to death when he was 17, and he was locked in the youth detention center.
Oh, boy.
So, in other words, a big sob story.
Hold on a second. So, you're telling me he's pulling that I was molested card? Really? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
This man better never ever hope I see him. If he wasn't molested, he's going to get more than molested by me, okay? I'm done. Okay, what happened? Where'd you guys go?
I'm here.
Hello?
I'm getting our next
no
segment ready.
So,
all right. Well, we are going to get to our next segment now.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home, 'cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Now, you might not be able to...
That was The Rock.
All right. It was shared 9 hours ago by Jamie Senegal.
Something.
It's okay. He was yelling at a cat.
Yeah, because he knocked glass down.
Bad
oh,
kitty.
Idiot.
Bad kitty.
Chivas.
This was said by Jamie.
Kitty's being a dildo.
Jamie Single shared this 9 hours ago.
You need help, sweetie. You need help.
Yes, I do.
And I'm going to try to tag...
This has been established.
See if I'm going to try to tag you in this again. Steve Kane.
All right.
Steve Kane. Steve.
He hears you. He hears you, you dink. He's not stone cold, okay?
There we go. Well, he's got 4 profiles, so I had to make sure I tagged all his profiles so he'd see it.
Excuse
now
me.
Now I tag Katie.
Oh,
Katie
my God.
Mason.
Why the mother chuck are you taking my shit for? Where am I tagged? I don't see nothing tagged yet.
Tommy, what do we got here?
Well, this is a situation that we can all weigh in about because we've all worked with one or been around one. So I want everybody to take a look at that, and we're going to take a quick little song break, 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Anything.
I tagged you, honey.
Well,
you should have the notification. I know I heard somebody's notification go off.
That weren't mine.
Not mine.
Okay. I'll just go straight to my fucking profile.
I see something where where you added a photo.
I don't see nothing
on the
at all.
Page.
Yeah, you added 3 photos before the show, and that's all I have. Yeah, well, I don't have it, Sean. I'm not shitting you.
I have a delayed reaction on my end.
I don't
end.
Have it. I don't have anything.
Yeah. I've got is that you added a photo to our show.
And it's not anything pertaining to what we want. And the only thing I have is Mrs. Olsen died on my page. I mean, I've got nothing in my notifications, Sean. Sorry, dude. Okay, well, there's a message now in our group.
Okay, I got to cut and pay.
We're fine. We got it. All right. Do you want me to read this shit or what?
Yes.
Okay. Jamie Senegal, 9 hours ago. Okay. This guy's vernacular is a little fucked, so, yeah. I've been had his ass blocked, okay? I don't say because he's a whole weirdo, but, like, here's my proof. Also, with that being said, he swears he does it for kids. So creepy. Also, every show I've ever been at, he hangs out with all of the children. Okay, let me go on and say this. I'm not calling him a pedophile. I'm not saying he's a rapist.
No,
he's hanging
out
with children at shows. That's wrong. I'm saying a rapist.
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
That's some brave statement right there.
Hold on, I've got the proof in a minute. Coming your way in a minute. I'm trying to get it to save. Hold on.
Okay, it's still pretty brave for someone to actually say, but, you know.
Well, while he's looking that up, I do want to mention that a Facebook page popped up called Scum of Wrestling, where they profile a ton of different pervies and pedos.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's several. I don't know if this is where Sean found this. I wouldn't be surprised, but there's several people on here, and they're trying to get them all out of the business by outing them.
Well, I hope they get them
out. It's an offshoot of Trashbaggers Network, maybe. I'm not sure. And Sean just forwarded me a photo, and I believe that did come exactly.
All right, I got a photo.
That came off of our Trashbaggers Network, which was forwarded from Pro Wrestling.
All right, let me read what Jonathan has sent. Let's see. Come on now. Open up. All right. Let's get, okay, Jaquan. I don't know if the J is a what or a Jaquan L. Harris, a.k.a. JT Funk off of Facebook. He goes by his ring name here to avoid getting flagged. Their policy forbids registered sex offenders from having an account here on this social forum. Good. Use this link of his Delaware criminal profile along with his Facebook account link and click here to report him. As soon as they verify in a day or two. Then there's a link, and then there's the guy's criminal record, I guess.
And I don't know if I can...
I'm going to pull it up on my phone and see if I can read it.
He's a tier 2 risk level, which is a moderate risk.
I know nothing about that kind of thing, so... All right. Go ahead. I'm looking at it on my phone because I can make it bigger. As well.
This is actually a wanted warrant.
Oh, this is a...
No, that's
this
the
is
point.
A notice is provided for advisory purposes only. This is not a wanted person, it says.
Oh, okay. I read
okay,
that wrong. He's on the registry. He's been on the registry since 2016.
Well, so's my father.
Plus, apparently.
So, Delaware is trying to get rid of this guy.
Delaware, beware.
Indeed.
Now,
don't let your children around this guy.
No, don't let the children around him. Nope.
Steve, you got anything?
I'm disgusted. That's all I can sit there and say. I mean, it's disgusting.
It's absolutely disgusting. And to think that there's so many of them out there, and we're going to have to check out this new Scum Pro Wrestling or whatever that's got
Scum
all
wrestling.
These people. Scum of Wrestling.
Yep.
Katie,
oh,
go look it up. Scum of Wrestling. I'll go look it up with you.
Is it a dot com? What is it?
No, Scum of Wrestling on Facebook.
Facebook page.
All right.
Newly
I was gonna Google
been
it. Sorry.
Active for a few days.
All right. Just give me a minute.
I found it.
Scum of Wrestling. Oh, man. Okay, come on. Come on, computer. Don't be a dink. My computer's being a dink. All right. Let's see if
wow,
I can find
they're outing everybody.
Oh, my
shit. Everybody that they can. Here's one in Ohio about
right.
somebody that attacked a 10-year-old.
Wait for me.
Yeah, and further down, there's
there.
One where an entire promotion was shut down due to the actions of, I guess, the promoter.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Whoa. Seriously, it's everybody after everything after. Oh, my good God.
This is... absolutely incredible.
They're getting everybody.
All right. I found this guy's Facebook page. So I'm going to report him.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Paul is friends with this guy, so
shit.
Somebody needs.
Oh, then Uncle Paul needs to know.
Okay, Katie.
Yeah. I'm okay.
I mean, this
I know,
is.
I leaked on air. I know.
This is the scum of wrestling is really setting fire to things that we never knew before. And folks, this is the kind of stuff that goes on. It's happening more and more. And we're finding out about it more and more because people are coming forward. So hopefully will decide if you know of any scum promoters to go forward and out them. I think one that we could out right now is Rex Gill.
Oh, shit. I know that name.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. What did it?
He booked
this
Beast
new. Do I need to know?
No,
I better. I think I better need to know.
He's,
what the
he's
heck
booking,
happened?
He's
he
booking
now?
Beast. He's booking Beast again and Malachi.
Malachi's a sex offender.
No, but he's booking Beast and Malachi.
No, Malachi. Malachi was Nia Jax before there was Nia Jax.
Remember, Malachi broke all those guys' arms?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The guy, and the one guy's ankle in Berwyn.
Yep.
Alrighty.
So,
new, don't
Malachi me. Was pretty much blackballed, and Beast had been blackballed a lot of places after I came forward with that. So, it's funny. It's just funny. If you're looking for legitimate training, get out to the Ace Wrestling Academy in East Carondelet, Illinois. Our good friend Herb Simmons is a part of this. Curtis Wild is a part of this. Sean Vincent is a part of this. It may be a long haul for some people, but it's definitely going to be worth the money. You're going to get trained the right way.
Yeah,
I have a...
Mainly by WWE Hall of Famer Cowboy Bob Orton.
I know a few that are already going down there, so.
It's worth it. And, you know, there are other schools in Illinois down in that area, but we won't mention them, and we've mentioned them before, and we have nothing to do with them anymore. So, if you want your training, go see Bob. That is where our recommendation is at this time. Or if you would rather go to Chicago, go to the Freelance Academy that just opened up at Pro Wrestling Tees.
Or
recommending Harley Race's school or South Broadway or the They're very quality still. And Michael Elgin's dojo is still pumping out great wrestlers.
Yes.
There's four
great
schools.
You know Mike from Canada? Yeah, him.
Hey, say hello.
Big Mike. Big Mike.
Yeah, you know Mike. Mike from Canada.
So there is a lot of great wrestling coming your way this weekend, and Crime Fighter's going to tell you all about it right now.
Oh, now you just popped it.
Yeah, now you know how I feel.
So you're going to ask me that because I didn't have the screen loaded up. Now I got to go backwards. And all right, so this weekend, the show I'm going to be going to is Burning Ground Pro in Pierceburg, Illinois. It's their biggest show of the year at the Pierceburg Fire Department. That's their WrestleMania level event. And if you want to read the card, and there's a lot to go through, go to PGB Wrestling on Facebook. The other shows happening that weekend, IWA Productions in Mount Vernon, Illinois, at the Elks Lodge. I believe Road Warrior Animal is going to be making an appearance. Let me confirm that one second. As this page loads up very slowly. Ali, geez, yes, he is. Road Warrior Animal will be there. That is.
Yay!
But that's way south. SICW, of course, is having their monthly event in East Karen. I pronounce Carindale. That's the community center that usually sells out.
Yes.
There's always standing room only. And really geared for people who make it a habit of ordering advance tickets, like a month in advance.
Yes. They do well. They do extremely
yes.
well.
01 Supreme in Rantoul, Illinois, at the new Lincoln's Challenge Field House. They just opened that this year to replace the old gymnasium, which has seen about the end of its lifespan, and it's a brand spanking new building. Not as big as the old gym, but still loud as ruckus as it always is every time the cadets show up. St. Louis Anarchy on Friday night, the 16th, in Alton at the American Legion Hall. CIPW, Central Illinois Pro Wrestling, Kincaid, Illinois, at the South Fork High School. And was that it? That can't be it. I guess that is it. Oh, Southland Championship Wrestling in Chabanese, Illinois. It's Chabanese Civic Center. That's going up. Running up here, 57, going towards Chicago before you cross I-80, like about 30 miles to the south of I-80.
Yes.
That's it. And then the usual Tuesday night events that IWA Unlimited puts on at their wrestling school in Noble, Illinois. So that's this
right.
weekend. Oh, I guess let's go all the way to Thanksgiving because there's not a lot going on Thanksgiving. Cape Championship Wrestling on the 24th in Delta, Missouri. The venue is, I don't have the name of the venue. I just have an address. 211 East State Street. Rear, it says. I don't know what building it is. Dynamo Pro in DeSoto, Missouri at the Knights of Columbus Hall. MMWA in St. Louis at Lee May Memorial Post 4223. And World Wrestling Entertainment on Sunday the 25th in Bloomington, Illinois at Grossinger Motors Arena. And that takes care of the rest of the month.
Excellent. Going to be a busy December, I'm sure. There's all kinds of wrestling shows going on in the month of December. Going to be a very busy month.
Everybody,
and,
December,
go ahead.
Normally take that month off because inclement weather.
just wait. Maybe next year we'll
Did
be
you,
running December, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's snow here.
Did you mention Furby Ground Pro? I didn't quite catch if you did or not.
Very first one.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because our good friend Paloma Starr is on that card.
Yes.
Yes, she
and,
is.
She'll be facing Blair Onyx.
Yes, and we need to have her talk to Flair Onyx while she's there.
Yeah, Shane Gurdon will be on that one.
I've never heard of her.
I haven't either, but we'll see footage, I'm sure. I want to get to this. Everybody thought professional wrestling was leaving the Illinois Valley with the demise of AAW leaving the Illinois Valley in December. Their last show here is next month. Well, that's not the case. We have partnered with some great people to be able to bring professional wrestling back to the Illinois Valley. The date is signed, June 1st, 2019, at the VFW in Pontiac, Illinois. It will be Rebellion Rising. Already signed for that event, Mr. M80, the Illinois Valley return of Marche Rocket. Diamond Steel will be back. The girls will be back. Can't announce them yet, but they will be back. We know damn well we're going to have girls, so I can say that. Frank
Hello,
Wyatt.
Valley. Isn't that around Streeter, Ottawa, and Princeton? Or am I mistaken?
It's all considered the Illinois Valley. Like, all of it is considered the Illinois Valley. To me, anyway. Because it's the outer skirts of the Illinois Valley. We'll put it that way. You wouldn't go much further than Pontiac in the Illinois Valley.
So I-55 is the eastern border of the Illinois Valley?
Yes.
Okay, that's news to me.
Well, that's the way we look at it. That's the way we do things. Tim, you know, ran Pontiac for years, and we still consider it part of the Illinois Valley the same way we consider Marseilles and Ottawa, Streeter, LaSalle, Peru, Spring Valley, Mendota, Princeton, all of that. This whole big circle that everybody's run is the Illinois Valley, to me.
Okay. That includes Peoria?
No, that does not include Peoria. Peoria is its own little entity. So we've got some great wrestlers signed already. We are working on some other people from this area to be a part of the event. Should have news on that in a week or two, maybe even this week. And man, we've got some great stuff signed. Thermo will be there. He'll be in action.
Awesome.
Yes, he's excited for it. And I want to go over this. Give me just 1 second to pop it up. I believe I posted this Monday. Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm burpy.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm burpy. Sorry.
Yes, I posted the event Monday at around 3:30, maybe even earlier in the afternoon. And so far, the reach on this event has gotten 982 people from Monday to today. Now, this event is not till June, so imagine how much that's going to grow, and there will be paid Facebook ads, and there will be TV ads leading into the event, obviously the same way we've done before. So there's a lot of great stuff coming. However, this will be a limited seating event. There are 60 front row, and there are 170 general admission. When they are gone, that's it. When we reach 230 asses in the seats, we have to turn people away. That's the way it is.
It is. Wow. Well, what's the capacity? 250, the maximum that this venue is going to hold?
230.
Okay.
Which, for me,
building
I'll take the VFW in Pontiac.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we could not beat the deal. It was just too good to pass up. Everybody was wanting all these other buildings were wanting so much more.
Oh yeah.
For barely that much more capacity.
All right.
So, yeah, it's a win-win for us. We're going to go down there and sell that out as many times as we can. We've looked into other venues. We've got other venues already on the table for us in other towns. And we're definitely going to be doing a lot to build this show.
Cool.
I mean, it's one of those things. This has been a long time coming. Yes, I made mistakes in 2017, but the same mistakes won't be made again.
All right. And if there were mistakes, they no longer need to be brought up because there are mistakes, and mistakes are meant to be reversed as far as I'm concerned. So don't mention them no more. I don't think you should mention anything that's happened in the past that regards anything like that, and just move forward.
I am very happy to say.
Sean, shut up. Shut up. Let people think what they want about you. I'm serious. Shut your hole, motherfucker. Anyway, let people think what they want to think about you and in your past ventures. And it's a new day. Yes, it is. And that's all I'm going to say.
Well, and the thing about it is this, Katie.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I agree with Katie.
The next year is the next year is 2019. That is the 26th year that independent wrestling has been in the Illinois Valley.
Very nice.
It's not going anywhere. I won't let that legacy die.
So what,
I refuse to.
As long as you've been born, pretty much.
I've been alive 2 years young, more than wrestling's been around the Illinois Valley.
Okay, why am I still thinking you're like 26? Sorry.
Yeah. And I've been in the business 2 years longer than wrestling's been in the Illinois Valley.
I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan since I was about 7. That's all I got. I'm a fan.
So that's what's coming. And there's also
Rock. I'm just a Bill.
There is also plans for RWF to return to close enough to where it all started, and we're working on that. We'll have a date on that coming soon, and big stuff coming for the RWF, big stuff coming for the fans of the Illinois Valley. Jump on board, because once these tickets are gone, that's it. This event will sell with all hope. We'll sell out before we even open the doors.
Yep. Oh, our good friend Rudy Gonzalez, Texas Wrestling Academy, is announcing a special in honor of their 20th anniversary. Training for only $1,000.
Yes.
So, if you are in or around the San Antonio area and listening to us, and you have a dream of becoming a wrestler, email Texas Wrestling Academy _SA@yahoo.com. Or you can find Rudy Gonzalez on Facebook and PM him. Just tell him that you heard it here.
Also, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Thermo is getting ready to open his school. He's accepting students now.
Very
and
nice.
I'm Bobby Horn on Facebook. So, I mean, there's wrestling places. There are wrestling training places all over that we know about. If you want to go to the Monster Factory, go up there. They love us. We love them.
Yeah, they love us.
Yep.
Do they still love us? Are you sure they still love us? We piss a lot of people off.
All right. Go to our next hot topic, Steve, about Ahmed Johnson. Because we learned some stuff today.
We learned. Oh, God. We went to school. Oh, yeah. Today you're going to learn, son. Let me tell you. We learn.
Message me before you do this kind of stuff, Sean, so that I can
be ready.
Up. Yeah.
okay, like the Southerners would say, his slip is showing. Okay. He's not prepared.
Yeah, exactly. You leave us flat footed and
yeah, fucker.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're gonna take our break. Crime fighters, stay with us or call back in, and we're gonna take our break and we'll be back. And we'll talk more of Hot Topics on Wrestling Authority Radio. I am Citizen Sean David. We'll be right back.
Play me something fun. Please?
Yep, I'm working on it. Hold on. Oh, where's all my good news? Okay, we'll just do that.
PWR Slam here on the Graveyard Network. Just having a blast and can't wait to be back on here. Everybody tune in and listen. This is a fantastic show.
Why, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kenny.
And folks, welcome back to the ER. And, of course, that was Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. Mick Mars, oh, my God, one of his best on guitar. And, yeah, I'm a huge Crue fan, by the way, so thank you. And, yeah, and it's off of the Dr. Feelgood album, you know. Mick Mars, that was before his hip surgery. But, yeah, you know, love me some Tommy Lee, love me some Vince Neil. Damn straight, man. Damn straight. Did you know that people used to fight back in the mid '80s on who was better, Diamond David Lee Roth or Neil or Vince Neil? Like people used to actually boot fuck each other over it. Okay, seriously, big time. Both blonde, both talented, and yeah, I guess some people found them good looking, but yeah.
Yeah.
Not me. I don't like blondes. We all know this. I don't like blondes. I don't like blondes.
Hey.
Bad luck.
Yep. Hey, it's a matter of taste.
Yeah.
And I'm still hearing an echo.
Yep. I don't hear. I'm not hearing that yet. Just hope it's not me because I just refreshed my call. Okay, no dead air, boys. Don't make me do this.
All right, so
I will.
All right, so okay, so you want to go into the whole Tony Norris thing, huh, Sean? All right. Well, we talked a little bit about the whole Ron Simmons issue, so
yeah.
We'll let that
There's
go.
It was Stone Cold too. It was Stone Cold as well.
And So this is the situation about what happened.
They get along with anybody. Nobody likes
with,
them.
With The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he was in the locker room. He was on the other side of lockers. Nobody could see him. And
So
Dwayne Rock walked in with Trips and Sean, and they're talking. They're making black jokes.
Uh-oh.
And
shouldn't
they
be doing
didn't
that
know.
Either.
They didn't know Tony was there. And,
but you know you have black people on the roster. Why do it? That's just dumb and retarded.
Okay. So anyway. So Tripp says, man, we were joking, Rocky. We were joking. And Dwayne says, that's okay. People look at me and think I'm black. I'm not black, man. My mom had an affair on my dad with a white man. That's my dad. The white guy is my dad. And
that's
so at that point, Tony stepped around the locker and goes, what you just say? And Dwayne's like, nothing, man. You know, just pure bull bleeping. I said, yeah, I heard you over there selling that bull bleep, man. What'd you say about your dad? You mean to tell us this man bust his for us to be in this federation, and you're denying him? Then he got cocky and said, man, this ain't none of your business. Well,
yeah, but
at
you know
that
what?
Point,
he should have said what he did.
That was, well, like I say, at that point, that was it. It was into blows.
On.
And, yeah, it was on. And, and it took Ron Simmons and Papa Shango breaking it up.
Oh, my shit, eh? Two big boys in their own right.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then,
you know what?
And then Teddy Long called him an idiot. And he says, first of all, I don't even know this punk mother... Ain't never met him once in my life. Never. Never, ever been in the same room with this fool. And I'll tell you right now, straight up, if I ever see him, because he's got himself going around with churches and being a Christian, I swear to God, if he ever comes to Houston, I'm giving you my word, I'm going to go to that church where he is, and I'm going to go to him, and I'm going to slap him in the face And I mean that with all my heart. He's going to be more elderly when I get done with him.
Ooh,
and
damn. Somebody call
and,
his mama.
Well, just wait till you hear what he has to say about the New Day. He goes,
who?
Now come on. Don't one of them
who
have
has,
a doctorate degree or something? Come on, man. But
who
he
said,
is in. Just listen.
Okay.
But he got you acting like a clown on the clown car. I think it is shucking and jiving for him. I just think that especially homeboy with that degree, referring to Xavier, they
yeah.
could find something better for him. He could be like Clarence Mason, like a black wrestling Clarence Mason.
Xavier Woods can't wrestle anyway. Not anymore.
So...
He used to when he was Impact, and then he came over to WWE, and he kind of stopped wrestling.
Well, a lot of people stop actually wrestling when they go to WWE because, again, you're going to get me back into doing my standard anti-WWE thing here.
That's cool. Go for it. I'm a little getting that way, too. Amen. I enjoy NXT more than I enjoy the actual, yeah.
Right. I mean, when it comes to the moves that these guys used to do when they were out on the independents, or even some
mm-hmm.
of the stuff that they do at NXT, the minute they move up to the main roster,
the Dream has no memory of that.
Kills them. There's no memory of what they did. That's just.
Because their history is gone, and then B, they're doing the same,
fans make
10, 15 moves every match. I mean, Kenny Bolin
they Hulk Hogan it up
right.
is what you're saying.
Okay.
Right. Which is bad because I mean, and here's the thing: if you watch Hulk Hogan's Japanese stuff,
yeah, I hear he's got like 20, 30 different moves, something like that, instead of five.
Hogan was actually a very accomplished wrestler.
Yeah, when he first
always
came in with Blue Cape, he wrestled more, too. You know?
Right, well, yeah.
Blue Cape
and
a lot
which
more
was
hair.
The thing that...
the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, which is what, came out, when he was doing Thunderlips.
Yeah, Thunderlips.
And that. Okay.
Yeah.
The cape was the original Incredible Hulk. Hogan persona, which Sylvester Stallone that's the persona that Stallone had play Thunderlips in Rocky.
Yes,
now,
yes,
by the time he left WWF. And came over to AWA and worked for Vern. The cape had disappeared. Now he was still doing real actual wrestling, and that because
yeah.
I mean
and
it
red,
was Vern,
red, yellow, and
but Vern still didn't think he was enough of a looked enough like a real wrestler. And more of a showman, which is why he never gave him a run with the title. Which is why when Vince offered him all the money plus
and all the
whistles to run with the title and have the company established around him, that's why he left Vern. Okay. But also that was to the point where Vince changed to what now referred to as WWE style, which is basically you do the same 10 moves every match, the same finisher. I mean, AJ is probably the only person who has really gotten away with doing more than one finish.
Yeah.
Besides
The Undertaker.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I mean,
you know,
because
and,
the
Undertaker, you know,
I mean, what was it at
I mean,
one
like,
time the Undertaker
like,
had? It was like Hell's Gate and the choke slam and the choke slam.
The last ride. Pile driver. So he's got four different finishers.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Can we please count old school as a move?
Yes.
We're talking about finishers. We're talking about actual finishers.
I don't care, man. Old school is the shit.
Old school is great. Rope walking is great. But we're talking about actual finishers. Moves that they use to finish a match. Back in the day when my buddy Jimmy Brunzel threw a drop kick, the drop kick was the finish.
That's right. We talk about this all the time. You know, a DDT was a finish. A diamond cutter was a finish. You know, like, just a super kick was a finish.
Yeah.
You know, like, all of it. Like, any of the tag team moves, you know, as in the heart attack, any of it. You know, those would finish you out. You'd be done. You know? It's not anymore. Like, even back in the day, Superman punch would have finished you. You know?
Yeah. That is the problem. That is the problem. Well, I mean, Vince in his desire to be the be all
shove,
and end all of our industry
has and shove everything down our throats that we don't want, so we like
it. And it's turned everything into, you know, two-dimensional cookie-cutter stuff.
Yeah, so basically a spoonful of castor oil. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, there's some huge things going on for our good friend Phoebe. She's created a YouTube channel with her tag team partner Baby D. You can check them out on YouTube.
Nice.
They're always doing fun stuff like hula hooping and just doing stupid shit.
Okay.
What else do we have?
Well, I mean, hey, we could talk about the NXT Go Home show because, of course, tonight was the Go Home Before War Games and that.
We'll get to that in a minute. We didn't even cover SmackDown last night.
You're right. So let's go ahead. I'll go ahead and we'll pop that.
All right. Well, the real key thing from SmackDown is we have a new WWE SmackDown World Champion.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
Yeah, we do. As a fan, you know, it's shocked but predictable. You know, and it also showed a little bit of a heel turn. Just that evil look in his eyes and across his lips. He looked like the Grinch who stole Christmas, let me tell you.
We were told that there were no future creative plans for Daniel Bryan, so now he's the champ.
Okay, but that's
WWE creative, though.
Yeah, but let's look at the history of Daniel Bryan and titles. How long are they going to let him hold it this time? Are they going to let him hold it for longer than a week?
Well, he's going to hold it until at least Survivor Series and when he's in the ring with Brock Lesnar.
Well, it's not a title versus title match. So.
It's not a title versus title.
Yeah.
Or else he'd be screwed.
Yeah, so he's good till at least TLC.
Yeah, because you know Brock's Vince's boy, don't you know? Oh.
Look at that vascular Brock Lesnar.
He is so vascular.
He could be our champion till WrestleMania 5000.
And if you don't think so, you're fired.
here's what we're going to do. We're going to cryogenically freeze Brock Lesnar so he can make his comeback at WrestleMania 5000.
Oh, fuck that. They'll cryogenically freeze his fucking sperm and make sure, okay? They'll clone
They're
going to
cryogenically freeze
him. Yeah.
And
just like
he comes back
just
for
like
WrestleMania 5000.
Yeah. Just like Austin Powers, mojo and all, you know? Like, geez.
So I can see it now.
Both of them.
Go ahead.
The other big piece, significant piece is Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair made up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Becky Lynch picked Flair to face Ronda Rousey.
I'm sorry. Yeah, pretty stupid. And I wanted Asuka.
It was a surprise that they made up.
Yeah. But you know what? The queen gets everything, so really, not surprised.
But Becky also doesn't have the history with Asuka that she does with Charlotte, so...
Understood. But why don't you give somebody else a turn? You know, like, come on. Favoritism. What?
They won't give anything to Asuka because she doesn't know... She doesn't speak the English language very well.
Hold on a second. That girl can speak it just as well as Shinsuke. Don't you even go there. Okay? Just as well.
It's not
part of her character yet.
As the reason why
she's
getting pushed. So
right?
Why is WWE doing that then?
I don't know.
All right, this is the other happening. New Day walked into the bar.
Okay.
Literally walked into the bar. More like walked into Big Show's fist.
Yeah.
The bar, and then they got thrown into the bar or got barred.
Whatever.
Then there was that You Hurt Me promo from Shinsuke Nakamura that you could actually understand.
Yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura is hurt that Seth Rollins is more focused on Dean Ambrose than their match at Survivor Series. Because of that, he's promising to break his face, ensuring both the mans have broken faces. Oh,
yeah.
I see what he did there. I didn't catch that until just now.
Yeah.
No Raw. There was no retaliation from Raw.
Again.
Right. Well, the original storyline that they were planning on but got nixed was going to be an invasion, but somebody from the SmackDown side was going to tip off the Raw people, and they were going to be prepared for it. That was the original storyline that was supposed to happen, but Vince nixed it.
Oh, what a shocker.
Yeah. Oh, and we were talking yesterday about Ric Flair being in St. Louis. And he wasn't there because of the SmackDown Live. He was actually there to film an episode of Table for Three, in which it's going to be Flair, Our endorsed trainer, Cowboy Bob Orton, and the legendary Harley Race.
Yeah.
If they're going to go to St. Louis and film something like that, Harley Race better be at that table. Oh, no, he's Missouri fool through and through, whether it's on the Kansas City side or the St. Louis side of Missouri. He was Missouri's, I guess, greatest wrestler.
That was Raw or SmackDown, and we're going to look up wrestling news source to see if there's any other things that have happened, any other things that we could talk about.
NXT Go Home show tonight. Oh my gosh, that was some excellent, excellent stuff with that. From the opening match where Bianca.
I can't hear you now.
What'd you call?
I'm right here. Are
you out?
Where are you at?
Right here beside you.
I don't know.
Okay.
Go ahead, Krabby.
Really very much else.
Well, there's backstage news. Brian and AJ were also surprised by the decision and didn't know this would go down until Vince McMahon gave the order just 20 minutes before SmackDown Live went on the air. A source close to the situation has told Wrestling News Source that the decision was in reaction to the Jax Lynch situation and was drawn to create interest for Sunday's Survivor Series. Vince and producer Kevin Dunn are reportedly extremely unhappy with Jax, and her current push will be scaled back or halted altogether. As it is related to Becky Lynch, her return timetable should be known by Friday, Monday the latest. They really don't want to take the title off her and may do some sort of multi-week number one contender tournament. This will all be decided when a timetable for a return is known.
Okay. Well, of course,
I wouldn't
pick the title off
Becky Lynch either, unless it's long-term injury. They finally gave up on trying to make her a villain, and, well, the SmackDown had stayed behind her no matter what she did, and they just finally realized, all right, we're not going to get anybody to boo her. And now she's seen as a bigger, an even greater badass than she ever was before.
Oh, yeah. She has run with this character 100%. I mean, the fans have embraced it.
Becky?
Look at the reaction of the Raw crowd to Becky on Monday night. The Raw crowd was actually cheering her.
Well, you got to look at it this way. Sure, she's the Irish last kicker, and her hair may look almost the same color as mine, but she wasn't really acting like a ginger, and now she is. That's a ginger. The look on her face as she was leaving, turned around with her face all bloody, and just like, I'm coming back for more, and I'm coming back for more, and I'm coming back for more, and you can break my legs, and you can dislocate my elbow, but you know what? I'm still going to come back, and I'm still going to kick your fucking ass. Let's go. She's on. I'm loving it.
All right.
The
matches have been announced for TNA's, Impact Wrestling's Homecoming pay-per-view, which will come your way January 6, 2019 at the Asylum in Nashville, Tennessee. It's going to be a Monsters Ball match as Eli Drake, goes one-on-one with the Monster Abyss in Monsters Ball.
Yeah. That's going to be wicked. That's going to be wicked.
Then, the Knockouts Championship is on the line as Tessa Blanchard, the champion, defends against the former champion, Taya Valkyrie.
Yeah, that's not going to – Taya's no slouch,
and
she took out Rosemary.
And the special
– it's going to be good.
And the special – and the special referee for the match, Gail Kim.
Yay!
Then, the Impact Tag Team Championships are on the line. It's the champions, LAX, defending against the Lucha Brothers.
That is going to be an awesome match. I mean, LAX is a great team. I love the All Out Brawling style they have, and then of course, hey, what can be said about Phoenix and Pentagon that has not been said already over the course of the past few years? I mean, we talk about them all the time on here from, you know, from all the Lucha Underground episodes and that, and.
And okay, I get people feed me info about Pentagon all the time. And one of my friends, John, he loves him from Lucha. So he feeds him. It's great.
The Impact World Championship is on the line as Johnny Impact defends against Brian Cage. Cage has cashed in his X Division Championship as option C. Then there will be an Ultimate X match for the vacant X Division Championship. It will be an Ultimate X, Rich Swann, Jay Crist, Ethan Page, and Trey McGill.
That is going to be a real. You talk about some acrobatics in that. Oh my God, these guys! I mean, you don't generally think of Jake Crist maybe that much as an aerialist, but if you really watch a lot of the OVE matches carefully, Jake does do a lot of the aerial stuff, while his brother tends to be more the ground and pound guy, and then of course you got Sammy. You got Sammy going around and injuring people, so, now.
All right. We have got the card for Never Say Never, brought to you by MLW, which will take place on December 13th.
Hey, my
Matt
brother's
Riddle.
Birthday.
Matt Riddle versus Tom Lawler.
Really? Riddle's actually going to get to do that one?
Yes.
I'm shocked. I am absolutely shocked. I'm surprised. I'm surprised he got permission from Vince to do that.
Why?
Well, this card may have changed because I'm looking at what's on the poster
I was going to say,
Let me go to MajorLeagueWrestling.com.
All right. Well, in the meantime, I will go ahead and I will go over War Games, which will be this Saturday. Now the pre-show will have Charlie Caruso, Sam Roberts, and Pat McAfee. That's going to kick off at 6:30 Eastern. So they're only going to get a half-hour pre-show. Now, there's only four matches. There's only four matches, but these four matches are going to be such absolute killers that it's going to be fantastic. Johnny Gargano will face Aleister Black. So we'll have a continuation of that feud. The NXT Women's Title rematch, Shayna Baszler against Kairi Sane, but this one is going to be a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yes.
Then for the NXT title, Tommaso Ciampa defends his title against the Velveteen Dream.
I can't wait. I love them both, but oh my God, Ciampa. Woo.
Yeah. And then, Ciampa, of course,
Ciampa's nuts.
Absolutely. I mean, he's taken to kind of playing the Al Snow game, where of course Al Snow always talked to and listened to Had. In this case, Ciampa talks to and listens to his NXT title belt.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, and
right.
Velveteen, you're talented. And
oh God! Yes. I wonder if he's gonna wear the call me up Vince tights again.
But that's the thing we were just talking about. That they bring him up. Will they be able to do with him what he's doing now? You know, I mean, sometimes I just feel, you know, they should leave people in NXT. Well, we don't want to ruin them. Let's leave them there. We don't want to ruin them. Let's leave them there too. You know?
Right.
We don't want to be ruined, crew. And shit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, straight up, I am enjoying both NXT and NXT UK. Somebody asked me, do you watch both? And I said, yeah, today. I said, you're damn right, I watch both. When I can, I do. You know, and TakeOver, I hope I get to watch TakeOver because, well, it's Hockey Night in Canada. So, that could take precedence.
All right. And then of course War Games will be the Undisputed Era making their second War Games match, which of course is Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, Bobby Fish and Roderick Strong versus the team of the War Raiders. And those are two
War Raiders.
Beasts.
Former War Machine. Ooh.
I love
watching these guys. They move better than any big men I've ever seen move.
Okay,
well,
War Raiders, honestly.
All it's missing is a cartwheel, okay? That's all I got to say. It's all it's missing is a cartwheel.
I'll tell you what.
Tell me
If Hansen would have come down as a single and gotten signed and would have been around at the same time that Killian Dane was originally training in that, I think they would have put the two of them together because those would have, I mean, those two monsters as a tag team, oh my God. But War Raiders, Ricochet, and the WWE UK champion, the Bruiserweight, Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
And of course, with no top on the cage, can you imagine some of the stuff that Ricochet is going to probably do in this thing? I mean, seriously, I think there's going to be some real stuff that will be reminiscent of the late great Jimmy Superfly Snuka jumping off the top of the cage onto a prone Don Morocco.
Yeah.
After missing three times.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's what we've got. Do you remember when he missed three times? Do you remember that?
Oh.
Three freaking times he missed. I was just like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
All right. So the card is getting closer to being announced for Never Say Never. It's MLW's next TV taping in December 13th in Miami, Florida. The card is Rush versus Maxwell J. Friedman.
MJF.
MJF. Shane Strickland versus Rich Swann.
That's gonna be an excellent one.
Yep. Tony Schiavone will be there. Joey Ryan will be there. Laurel Von Ness will be there. Santana Garrett will be there. MVP will be there.
Nice. MVP's wicked. He's a nice guy, but he's in, well, if you're gonna introduce him to your wife, he's gonna hit on her. All right, I'm proof right here.
The world heavyweight champion, the very controversial Loki, the Hart Foundation, PCO, Conan. Not that Hart Foundation, the new Hart Foundation.
I know. How could it be any other Hart Foundation? Duh. Come on now.
This is Teddy Hart.
I was born in the afternoon, not yesterday afternoon, okay?
Conan, L.A. Park.
Yeah.
Hijo D. L.A. Park. Tommy Dreamer.
Dreamer.
Kodo Brazil.
Yo, oh my God.
Bubble Brazil, what?
Kodo Brazil.
Okay, Kodo.
Yeah, that guy's good. I like him.
Barrington Hughes.
Mm-hmm. I like Barrington
Hughes. Our buddy.
Joey Ryan. Simon Gotch. Jason Cade. Ricky Martinez. Steve's favorite mini wrestler, Marco Stunt.
I don't know him.
Oh man, you got to watch the Marco Stunt. This kid is amazing. Seriously.
And then the Dirty Blondes.
Dirty Blondes.
Oh yeah, yes. Which is Colonel Tom Parker's team.
Hmm.
And those guys are good too.
Oh man. Well, is that everything? I think that's everything.
No.
I believe it is. I believe it is.
Okay. Well, we'll see you Tuesday night.
Guess that's it. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Yep.
I didn't have any good tribute.
Yep. Yep. So, all right. So, Katie, tell them what time it is.
I know what time it is, folks. You don't have to go home. Sure as hell can't stay here. Get out.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can.